beginning foreclosure of proceedings against the hotel last year. An Indiana National Guard spokeswoman says Governor Mitch Daniels is en route to an overseas location to visit Indiana soldiers and thank them for their service. Lieutenant Colonel Deidre Tobelson says she doesn't know where Daniels will visit or how long he'll be gone. The Indiana National Guard has troops stationed in several countries, including Afghanistan, Germany, and Iraq. Daniels spokeswoman Jane Jankowski said yesterday details of the trip were not available. More than 3,400 National Guard soldiers were deployed earlier this year to Iraq. Daniels spoke in March at a departure ceremony for them at Fort Stewart, Georgia, before they deployed overseas. Opening statements in the trial of a former Central Illinois police officer charged in four rapes are set to begin this afternoon. Jeff Pilo has pleaded not guilty to 35 charges in the rapes, which happened in Bloomington between 2002 and 2005. He resigned last November, more than a year after his arrest. Pilo was a Bloomington police sergeant during those years. Jury selection wrapped up Thursday, but Judge Robert Freitag has a number of pretrial motions to consider before attorneys can begin arguing the case this afternoon. Prosecutors have said Pilo stalked the women and raped them in their homes. His attorney has questioned how the women could ID a masked attacker. Illinois schools often cringe when the state hands down new mandates. Amanda Vinicky reports on the status of legislation that would require schools to develop policies to deal with students who have allergies.
Peanuts, bee stings, and shellfish. Even trace amounts of these can trigger severe allergic reactions that can be life-threatening. State lawmakers wanted to ensure all schools are prepared to deal with such reactions, but critics were concerned that schools would have to train teachers, develop individual action plans for individual students, and put in place protocols to prevent student exposure to allergens. Republican Representative Roger Eddy of Hudsonville is a school superintendent.
As introduced, the bill would have probably been pretty difficult and in some cases impractical to comply with, and very costly.
So the proposal was made less specific and merely prescribes that schools have some sort of policy. The measure passed the Illinois House and is awaiting a Senate vote. I'm Amanda Vinicky.
Traffic's backed up in northern Illinois after a trailer loaded with 14 tons of double-stuffed Oreos overturned, spilling boxes of cookies onto the median and roadway. Illinois State Police Sergeant Brian Mahoney says the truck's driver was traveling on I-80 near Morris around 4 this morning when he fell asleep at the wheel and slammed into the median, spilling some of the 28,000 pounds of treats. The crash about 50 miles southwest of Chicago remains under investigation. Mahoney says no charges have been filed. Our next report of AM 580 News is at 8:30 with headlines at 8:06. I'm Jeff Bossert.
This morning's weather forecast is made possible with support from your locally owned Central Illinois IGA supermarkets, including your IGA stores in Arthur, Mahomet, and Villa Grove. Hometown proud and encouraging you to join them in supporting public radio.
It's 7:35 and time for another in-depth look at the weather with AM580's Mike Sola. Jeff was just showing me this story about 14 tons of Oreos on the highway.
That's a lot of cookies.
My. Is it going to rain?
It's not going to rain milk if that's what they're looking for.
That'd be something. Well, they could get some powdered milk and pour it out there and then the rain would,
you know. There you go.
All right. Well, we do have some rain in the forecast today, but as we get toward the rest of the week, we're going to get into a fairly decent pattern here, it looks like.
We're not going to be on the main track of the storms. It looks like we'll be close enough that there may be threatening skies at times, but it looks like the bulk of the week, especially across northeastern Illinois and northern Indiana, should remain dry. Now, the storm track will be, again, in the vicinity, and there will be a few chances for showers, but looks like most of this week will be dry, and though we are starting out on the cool side, we will be warming up to near average in that big dome of heat where records have been dropping in California. Temperatures up to near 110 degrees, where previous records were just barely to around 100, so now they're adding like 10 degrees to some of the record highs out west, and that big dome of heat is going to try and work its way across the plain states and into the Midwest, but we're still close enough to the cold air across Canada that we're not expecting the huge warm-up, but towards the end of the week, we could see some more widespread 80s around the area. And as far as the precipitation, well, we're seeing already a few scattered showers, very light in nature across northwestern Illinois. A little more substance to the precipitation across southwestern Illinois. In Jersey County, just to the north of the St. Louis metro area in Macoupin County, maybe seeing a little bit of rain right now, but still the heaviest rain is west of the Mississippi River. In fact, the heaviest rain in the Midwest right now is just to the north of the St. Louis area. And there's also a little band that seems to be growing in strength across northeastern Iowa. And we're still on the northwesterly flow, so that's the precipitation, the stuff that's falling across northeastern and getting towards north-central Iowa. That's the band of precipitation that we expect to impact us a little bit later on today. So we're starting out with beautiful blue sky and temperature at 57 degrees. It's been climbing rapidly this morning, but we will start to see the clouds start to thicken up here before too long. And maybe by the noon hour, a chance for a little bit of rain in the Champaign-Urbana area. A little bit later on in the middle of the afternoon, we'll have a better chance for some scattered showers and even some isolated thunderstorms. And again,